As an actor who's having dating patients, his name is Patricia Kozma, K-O-Z-M-A, Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Date of birth is 12-24-1950. Date of service is 5-21-2024. Ms. Kozma is a very pleasant 73-year-old female with history of COPD, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, history of diverticulitis, and chronic kidney disease. Was admitted to the hospital. After she had a mechanical fall in the bathroom, she tripped and fell. She lost her balance. She fell forward, hitting the tub. She was having significant pain on the left side of the chest, as well as her cheek. She also complained of pain in her mid-back, where she had previous spine fracture. Patient was seen in the emergency room, showed left 6th through 9th rib fractures, also age indeterminate T11 fracture, and left temporal soft tissue contusion. Patient was admitted to the hospital, was given pain medications for control. Knee x-ray showed arthritic changes. CT scan of the head and the spine was unremarkable. No acute fractures were seen. CT of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis. Also showed the non-displaced left 6th through 9th rib fractures, no pneumothorax, as well as age indeterminate T11 vertebral compression fracture. Patient was given pain medications, PT, OT, and speech were consulted. Patient was doing better. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she does complain of pain in her ribs on the left side. She denies any complaints of any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for asthma, chronic kidney disease, COPD, depression, arthritis, history of diverticulitis, history of endometriosis, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypertension, sleep apnea, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for cervical fusion surgery, foot surgery, hysterectomy, shoulder surgery, sleeve gastroplasty, and spine surgery. Social history, she quit smoking long time ago, alcohol, none. Allergies to mushroom. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR, review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, there is any heaviness or pressure sensation, there is any palpitation, she complains of left-sided rib pain. She denies any history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. She does have history of asthma / COPD. Respiratory system, gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, denies any history of peptic ulcer disease. She does have history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, neurological, she denies any history of TIA or CVA, no history of seizures, all of the, moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. All of the systems reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal, pupils vehicle run and reactive to light, external movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart as well as 2 was audible, regular rate and rhythm, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema, Impression number one, fall. Number two, left 6th through 9th rib fracture. Next, T11 compression fracture. Next, next is scalp hematoma. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, asthma / COPD. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, GERD. Next, DJD. Twin implant patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Will encourage her to do incentive spirometry. Drink enough fluids. Work with physical therapy, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.